These thoughts passing through his mind with this strange new clarity, Joe lay close to Ladino's neck. He'd make the worst roping target he could. Chino wouldn't want to get a rope on the stallion, going at this speed, for the pull of the rope might break the horse's neck. The Don wanted Ladino alive. Chino twined his lariat back on the pommel of his saddle. He grinned, and Joe could almost see the wide gaps between his teeth.
"Gringo, I'm going to lift you off that Mustang before you get killed," he shouted.
Joe lay close against Ladino. In a second, the foreman would try to yank him from the stallion's back. He was driving his spurs into the gray's sides, but Ladino's legs still drove up and back, pounding on and on. Joe had no plan, only to run as long as Ladino could. Suddenly, up ahead was a pasture fence. Ladino took it, floating free, landing without a jar.
"You beauty!"
Joe breathed. He ran his hand down the wet shoulder. No matter what happened, he'd had a ride no one could take away from him, a ride worth whatever it cost. And then there was another fence, and ahead were the corrals. Two vaqueros were riding toward them. Ladino wheeled sharply at sight of the coming riders and galloped along the fence. Joe, poised to go straight on, couldn't adjust his balance in time. He went over Ladino's head. The ground crashed up. Then it was dark.